Joining me in the studio is Amanda Murray, Director of Athletics and Teen Services at the Boys and Girls Club of the Tri-County area, and Angie Fralish, a board member and mentor. You're both here to talk about expanding the mentoring program. So, Amanda, why don't you start off?
Yeah, we're actually really wanting to talk about our mentoring program and what we want to do with that in the future. We've had a mentoring program for a few years now, but we're really wanting to kick it into high gear, get a lot more of our youth involved. But that means getting a lot more of the community involved as well as our mentors. And Angie has been one of our mentors here for about a year, would you say?
About that.
Give or take a year.
Right.
And so we're really wanting to involve more of the youth in this process. And so that is something that we have seen really benefit the kids who have participated in the program currently. And so just giving more kids that opportunity to have an adult mentor from the community.
Angie, as a board member, how important is it to have mentors for kids?
Oh, it's very important. What I have found is that you can never have enough parental or adult interaction when you're a child. And so this mentor program really gives these kids an opportunity to get a different perspective maybe than what they get at the teacher level, whatnot. It's really about building relationships with these kids and trying to give them possibly some other opportunities they may not have at home or even at school.
And you're currently a mentor?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Now, mentors is it women mentoring young girls, or do they also mentor young boys, or how it goes?
Yep, so we're looking for men and women to be part of this mentoring program. We're looking specifically for our middle school and high school students, of which we have a lot of boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are looking for both men and women to be a part of that. Usually it is women matched up with girls and men matched up with boys, but it can be the other way around too. It's a lot about the process of matching up people we think would be good fits for each other.
You know, growing up, when you think back on it, it's a very difficult time, and you kind of forget what you go through.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the situations or issues that kids right now are facing, Angie?
Well,
it varies, I suppose.
It absolutely does, but it starts all the way from, not the worst thing that could happen, but like from bullying all the way up to possibly not having the best of home life, and also actually sharing successes. I have to say, in my mentorship, it's been very rewarding to know that this young gal is doing very well in school. She really may not have from the time I started mentoring her, and I see her growing not only as a young woman, but just really the keeping the grades up there and really hitting home why grades are important and all of that. So just hearing all the different stories that go on at school or in the home life, and being able to actually just listen.
It's kind of a reinforcement thing, too. You have to keep on telling them positive things.
Consistency, correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How many times a week do you meet with your student as a mentor?
Right now it's once a week. It possibly could vary. I'm not sure as the program grows how that'll work out. But right now, with like the student schedule or the child schedule and, you know, with the mentor schedule, it's usually just once a week at this point. And it's at the club that you would meet with them.
I'm speaking with Amanda Murray, the Director of Athletics and Teen Services, and Angie Fralish, a board member at the Boys and Girls Club of the Tri-County area. And Amanda, about how many students right now are involved in the mentoring program? And you have stated you need mentors, both male and female. But
yes,
how many students are involved?
We only have a couple mentor relationships right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have seen those do really well, and that's why we want to increase this program, make this program a lot bigger. We do see a lot of kids who really need a mentor relationship like this.
Does this program sometimes, does it end, or when does it end? Let's say you start talking to a student at the beginning of the school year. Does that continue into the summer months if it, you know, things are going well, and does it continue kind of indefinitely?
We usually ask for a mentor to at least try to dedicate maybe 2 years. So it might, if it continues to go well after that, mm-hmm. we definitely will encourage that relationship to continue with that consistency. I think that's important. But a lot of times it's hard to dedicate that time ahead of time. So being able to look 2 years in the future, hopefully that pairing will be consistent and stay. You know, a lot of times with schedules, things come up. Obviously mm-hmm. that happens. But if we can look for someone who wants to, like Angie said, once a week, 1 hour a week, four mm-hmm. times a month is what we're looking for. Anyone who can put that time aside for one of our kids. It's really something that I see as the director of the teen services, something that is a need for these kids mm-hmm. to be able to have a role model and someone who, like Angie said, can really just listen to what's going on in their lives.
Angie, how long does mm-hmm. it take to develop trust?
That's actually a really good question. It takes a while. There's mm-hmm. you can't put a time on it because every child is different. Mm-hmm. But it takes a while, and you really have to go in with that mindset that you can't necessarily be their friend immediately, because they have to. It's not about us, the adult. It's about them feeling comfortable with you and building that relationship. I mean, it took a while for me, and I knew that, and it's just really great to see when it does kind of come together and when she wants to just come to me and tell me things, good, the good, bad, and ugly, but it's a great process.
And kind of a final question for you, and every once in a while, as a way to develop that relationship, you might have to back off a little bit too.
Exactly, and I have done that. There has been times where I go there and we just sit in silence, mm-hmm. and that's okay.
What do people have to do if they want to become a mentor? Again, males and females are needed. And what are the ages? Are there any requirements for mentors as far as age goes?
Nope. I mean, they just have to be. We're even looking at college students here too. Mm-hmm. So we have some college students that are staff at the Boys and Girls Club that we might use as mentors. We'll probably look at maybe 21 and older. We might say that as an age requirement, but really just someone who wants to give back in a different way. To be able to have a relationship with one of these kids in that way. I think there is a application process that we'll kind of go through mm-hmm. that we're switching up a little bit and pairing up with the students. But if anyone is interested, just call the Boys and Girls Club, 920-361-2717, mm-hmm. And we will get in contact with you and talk about what that might look like as the mentor.
Thank you so much, Amanda Murray, the Director of Athletics and Teen Services, and Angie Frelish, board member and mentor at the Boys and Girls Club of the Tri-County area.